Papua New Guinea and Australia agree to work on a timeline for ending offshore detention. Asylum seekers are heading back to the courts in a bid for freedom. The doors to the detention centre on Manus Island were opened in 2016 after PNG's Supreme Court ruled the detention of asylum seekers was illegal. But lawyers for the men argue they're still effectively detained because their freedom's restricted. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner, he is the son of both Pakistan and Papua New Guinea.
Boxer and refugee Ezatullah Kaka was the clear home favourite in his international fight in Port Moresby last night. Among the crowd was PNG Prime Minister James Marape, and Kaka spoke directly to him at the end of the bout.
Please, 6 years too long in Manus Detention Centre for critical care. Please!
Ezatullah Kaka is one of 261 refugees who remain in PNG. After returning from a trip to Australia, Mr. Marape said he had raised the issue.
I expressly made it clear to the Australian government that we need to bring Manus Island or the asylum seeker program to a closer and full closer at the earliest.
While the two governments talk, a group of asylum seekers is heading back to the courts. Their lawyer, Ben Lomai, will file fresh proceedings in the National Court this week.
We are of the view that there is a course for them to pursue because an indefinite detention amounts to a breach of their constitutional rights.
The detention centre on Manus Island was closed after a 2016 PNG Supreme Court ruling that detaining the men was illegal. They were then moved into the community on Manus, but this legal bid will argue keeping them on the island still restricted their movement and freedom. Mr. Lomai says they're hoping to get travel documents for the men to allow them to leave PNG. But the lawyers are watching the politicians.
With the way the government is talking, we're hoping that those issues can be resolved quickly instead of having to waste a lot of time in court.
This is the latest in a string of legal action. A similar case has already been filed in the Supreme Court. So far, 269 refugees have been resettled in the US and more are expected to fly out in coming weeks. About 50 refugees have been settled in PNG. PNG's immigration minister says he's asked his department to explore all options to quickly and effectively end all operations on Manus. While more refugees leave the country, the future of the almost 130 men deemed non-refugees is less clear. PNG immigration says it has the right to detain those who do not return to their home country. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.